Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over. Correa ends it. Series is tied in a game apiece.
Astros win. Best of five series now with the Yankees, resuming tomorrow at about 3 o'clock. Gerrit Cole is going to be on the mound for two of those five games. If it does go the full distance, this is right where the Astros want to be. And not only that, they're inside the Yankees' head, John Lopez.
They are inside the Yankees' head, just especially with the way that Aaron Boone is handling his pitching here. They're not the Rays. You know, where it's a little iffy at the starting with some of the starters, injuries, coming off of injuries and stuff, and you just rely on that bullpen. I think they're so into his head right now that he's just seeing shadows. You know, that was a game yesterday where he should have stayed with his starter a little longer, certainly should have stayed with the first reliever a little longer. And then after that, every run to him is so important that he's just throwing, you know, matchup after matchup after matchup. Now, look, it worked yesterday. Got to give him credit. You know, they were in the game and probably would have won the game if not for a Carlos Correa play in the field, which I feel was every bit as big as his home run. But they're in his head. I mean, he's seeing ghosts out there trying to mix and match his pitchers with the Astros hitters.
I mean, it's one thing for the Rays to do the empty out the bullpen bit where you have someone start the game and he goes one inning or two innings and then all of a sudden you just empty out the bullpen. But what the Yankees did yesterday was gimmicky. And, mm-hmm. you know, I thought the Yankees actually had the Astros backs against the wall, you know, early on. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had a 2-0 lead. It was extremely gimmicky. Chad Green as well, he comes in, and Chad Green's dealing.
He was great.
Astros can't even touch Chad Green, and all of a sudden Aaron Boone takes him out of the game. It's one thing for the Rays to do it with the lowest payroll in baseball, and you have to deal the card you're dealt, but I never in my life thought I would see a time when the New York Yankees became a gimmicky team where you're going to throw nine bullpen pitchers out there yesterday, despite the fact no one got in big trouble. When you have a 1-0 series lead, I never thought I'd see it. But based on seeing that, I think the Astros have the upper hand. And more you keep putting these guys out there, the more and more the Astros are going to see these guys, and eventually they're going to catch on. We saw it 2 years ago in 2017. Dave Roberts was doing similar stuff, specifically in Game 7 when the Astros won.
Yeah.
He was overdoing it, overusing his bullpen. Eventually the bullpen wore out, and that's the recipe that Aaron Boone is setting up. It's right now to the point where I feel 1,000 times more confident about the Astros than I did heading into this series, because I thought the Yankees had the upper hand. They smacked them around on Saturday. Zach Greinke did what he's been known to do in the playoffs. But it's not just that they won yesterday. It's that Aaron Boone is playing gimmicky baseball that I don't think is going to beat the Houston Astros. The Astros are too good.
I think he's just overthinking it. I'm not going to say gimmicky, because it worked for the most part until the very end, you know, when Correa did his deal against J.A. Happ. But Chad, I think he's just getting a little hasty. You know, we've talked about hasty Bill O'Brien. This is hasty Aaron Boone. Paxton could have maybe gone a little longer. He wasn't in complete command, but he could have maybe could have. But Chad Green was dealing, and he's able to go more than just two innings, which he did yesterday. They bring in Ottavino, and what happens? Boom. You know, it's tie ball game now. And then later in the game, with Happ, we all know what happened with Correa, but they just use too many relievers there.
It's not going to happen again. I mean, it's
too hasty.
It's not going to work against the Astros. It might work in a five game series, but eventually you need a pitcher to go on the mound and you need him to shut them down like they did in game one. They got the job done in game one. But Carlos Correa yesterday, the hero of the game. I mean, he drove in the first run. Probably should have been two if Alvarez had ran around. They strand guys on second and third with one out. The play in the field that you were just talking about, mm-hmm. Carlos Correa throwing out what would have been the go-ahead run. This is what John Lopez says is the biggest play, not the walk-off. This, courtesy of Fox, is what Lopez says is the biggest play of the game.
That is hard hit. It's off Altuve. Here comes LeMahieu. Play at the plate. LeMahieu out. Inning over.
That is, without that, you lose. You don't get to 11:58 p.m. in a home run by Carlos Correa. Because they go up. And by the way, that was the right thing to send them because of what we're just talking
about. Worth the risk.
Yeah, it's worth the risk because of what we're just talking about, how Verlander and Cole are in Aaron Boone's head. You're facing Justin Verlander. You have first and second. You got the ball bouncing off of Altuve's glove. You send that guy. So it was the right thing to send him. But Carlos Correa was already, you know, obviously heading that way toward Altuve, picked up the ball, reeled, threw a perfect strike. It was actually clocked at 87 miles an hour by the gun behind the plate. So he threw from behind second base an 87 mile an hour strike right to get that out. Without that play, you don't get to the heroics at the end. I think that was as big a play as the home run.
Everything that we've talked about, Carlos Correa, the talent, the five tools, all that, it was on display yesterday. Here is Carlos Correa talking about the game that he had yesterday that even the series had won.
It's just the confidence I have in myself, and I know what kind of player I am when I'm healthy. It's been a roller coaster year. Moments like this make everything worth it. You know what I mean? It's all worth it when you look at moments like this.
I mean, you can make no mistake about it. We've said this 100 times. For all the things that you can say about Carlos Correa, all the stuff, the extra stuff that annoys fans and gets on people's nerves, when this guy steps on the baseball field amidst the best lineup in baseball, amidst the best array that we've ever seen an Astros team have, when it comes to just God-given talent, God-given ability, Carlos Correa possesses more than anybody else on that diamond. And he showed it yesterday. And for everything you can say about Carlos Correa, he seems to love these moments. Carlos Correa loves these moments. He's got Bregman-like swagger whenever the lights are the brightest, whenever the atmosphere is the most electric. You saw him throw out that guy at home plate. He was doing the Mutombo finger wave walking back in. You saw him when he hit that double with Alvarez on third. He was yelling at Yordan Alvarez to go. He was saying, bring it up. The intensity was there. And then the bottom of the 11th, Carlos Correa, opposite field, bat flip, looks to the dugout, hand to ear like Hulk Hogan, and he is shaking them haters off. This is why all the extra stuff that comes with Carlos Correa is worth it. You saw it on display yesterday. This is why Carlos Correa, this is why AJ Hinch has the patience with Carlos Correa, and this is why Carlos Correa, when he's in that lineup, he's the most talented guy in it.
I mean, it's why you put up with it, right? You know, you put up with some injuries and this mysterious broken rib and missing 75 games and whatever else might be out there that you're not 100% sure that, you know, he's going to be the guy. And then he's the guy. And he's especially the guy in the postseason. This is why you put up with it. And I love the fact that almost the first thing he did after he threw down the bat, flipped the bat, whatever, on the home run, was put his hand to his ear. That wasn't to hear the crowd.
No.
That wasn't a Hulk Hogan, no, give it to me.
Mm-mm.
That was, where are my haters at now?
Where they at?
Guy was in there. He missed all these 75 games. He was, 3-for-22 going into that game in the postseason this year. He'd been criticized, all these other things. He'd played a hell of a game to that point. I just talked about how big his play on the defensive side was. And then he hits the walk-off home run. It's like, hey, where are you guys now?
So OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig on a Reaction Monday. Astros tie the series with the Yankees 1-1. Resumes tomorrow about 3 o'clock. Gerrit Cole on the bump for the Astros. So all is well for the Astros. Alex Bregman said it after Game 5 of the ALDS. He said, we got a bunch of ballers on this team, and it only takes one guy to go off, and he'll carry us. Mm-hmm. They got some guys who can just win you a game by themselves.
Yeah.
And I know the pitching was good with the Astros. You got to give props to Osuna for coming in there, shutting it down. Joe Smith, probably the best outing. The bullpen held it down, but I will
Let's
say this.
Let's not shortchange the bullpen here now.
But this was the Carlos Correa game.
Oh, no doubt.
This was the Carlos Correa game. We saw the Gerrit Cole game in game five. This was the Carlos Correa game. And who knows what's next? Are we going to get the Bregman game? Or are we going to get the Altuve game? The George Springer game? Something's going to happen.
We're getting the Gerrit Cole game next.
Okay. Well, that's a good guess. That's a very safe bet.
We're getting the Gerrit Cole game next.
713-572-4610. Reaction Monday. Sagan, go ahead.
It's your gun, man. What's going on,
man?
Hey,
what's up, man? What it is?
What's up? Hey, I know we're celebrating, but I gotta nobody's talking about.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Nobody's
talking about the players that Jeff Luhnow brought in, letting Morin Gonzalez walk, letting Charlie Morton walk, but bringing in Diaz and you know, bringing Maldonado back and the other catcher, Chirinos. Those guys at the bottom of the lineup aren't truly producing. I mean, Jordan Alvarez looks like a rookie. He's good, but he looks like a rookie. Kyle Tucker looks like he can't even hit a ball off a T-ball stand. And this offseason is going to be important. Everybody's talking about Gerrit Cole, but we need some more bats at the bottom of the lineup. And I think nobody's talking about that. Gerrit Cole's the best pitcher in baseball.
What are you doing right now, man? What are you doing right now?
What are we doing right now? I was waiting for him to finish because I like
Shagun. What are we doing right now? I love Shagun, but come on, man. We're going to the offseason. It's a best of five right now in the ALCS. You're looking your second World Series right in the eyes. Yes, Chirinos isn't hitting. Yes, Maldonado's not hitting. You left out Michael Brantley, though. Do you like what Michael Brantley's been doing for Marwin Gonzalez, what he's done all year? Come on, man. Let's not go to the offseason. Let's enjoy this one a little bit.
Kyle Tucker is the only one where there's a clear scouting report at the major league level that he hasn't caught up to.
He just ain't
yet.
Ready.
He's not ready.
He ain't ready.
No, he murdered the ball in AAA.
I think Reddick needs to be in the lineup.
This ain't AAA.
I think Reddick needs to be in the lineup.
I mean, I totally agree. Now, look, and let me say one thing, because I don't want to go down that.
Come on, man.
I don't want to go down
that
path. I'll take this bottom of the lineup compared to most bottoms of the lineups.
Will you?
And most.
The Chirinos?
Most. I'm just saying they're not horrible. You know, they've got some.
Ain't great.
I mean, you got some really good players batting sixth and seventh.
Come on, my man. Yeah. We got a best of five right now with the Yankees, and then you got a World Series. We don't need to go the offseason right now. Soak this in.
High fastball to Kyle Tucker.
Hell of a way.
Dude, he can't do squat.
I know I got it good when I'm sitting there at 11:40 after one of the best sports weekends in a long time, and I'm sitting there saying, damn, I got to stay up late and watch the Astros play the Yankees in extra innings in the ALCS. That's how good life is right now in Houston on a reaction Monday.
First world problems.
And the sweetest of victories yesterday for the Astros, but the Texans weren't far behind. And why yesterday's win in Kansas City against the Chiefs was the biggest one of the Bill O'Brien era. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Vandy. We'll lay it out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.